The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Let's go back to the phones, and up next is Dave in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Hey, Dave, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about you?
Is this the man, the legend himself at Mount Vernon Radio?
It may be the man. I don't know about the legend.
But. Well, you are, and I'm honored every time you call.
Well, I appreciate that. I was listening to the weather forecast. It's snowing now, and Monday it's going to be 61. You got to love Ohio weather, don't you?
I told Joy today, my wife's birthday is in March, and I said, hon, if it wasn't for the fact that your birthday is in March, it's just clearly that March is the worst month of the year. You know, because, you know, January, February, you expect, you know, the bad weather, the cold and all that. But in March, you get your hopes up. It's 60, it's 65, and then your hopes are dashed like today. You know, it snows. But that is March in the state of Ohio.
Talk to my son. I remember when he was in Little League and I was coaching for a long time ago, and it was opening day, May 10th, for a Little League, and it was horizontal snow. And it kind of dashed the hopes for America's sport, that's for sure.
But I bet it was gone the next day.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, well, that's
it. I'm going to talk to you about this coronavirus thing.
Sure.
And obviously,
hey, wait! You don't have it, do you? Because if you do, I'm going to pour Purell all over my headphones. I don't want to get it.
I don't have it.
And, okay.
Everybody is concerned about it. Obviously,
sure.
We have to be concerned about it.
Absolutely.
But what concerns me is the liberals trying to place blame for everything on President Trump, on this coronavirus, and the people that. Few people that are dying,
yeah.
But there are millions of babies that are tortured and killed every year.
I know.
And in abortion. I don't hear anybody talk about that.
I know. It is the epitome of hypocrisy. It is. And yes, I've said this over and over and over again, and it sounds very harsh, but I really believe it. For the liberal left, all life is not equal. They have a sliding scale on how important life is. For instance, not all black lives are equal. You know, we hear the Black Lives Matter thing, and by the way, black lives do matter. But if a black person is killed by another black person, like happens almost every day in Chicago and in Baltimore and other cities under control of the left, nobody hears about it. Nobody talks about it. It's, oh, somebody else died. If a black person is killed by a white policeman, that person is important. And it's insane that we assign importance to a person because of the color of their skin or who killed them. And then when we come to the unborn, they don't even exist. They have a heartbeat. They have a separate DNA. Blood is flowing through their veins. And yet, according to the liberal left, they don't even exist.
That is for sure and so true. And one more thing. I had made a comment to somebody about President Bill Clinton. I think you touched on this the other day, about he is blaming anxiety for his indiscretions in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
And this person said, this person said to me, well, you support Trump for his indiscretions. I said, no, I do not. I never have. I support him for what he has done to this country. He has done great things for this country. And for the liberal left, they won't even believe facts coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
And you know what, Dave? Here's how I feel, and I'm almost positive you do as well. If Donald Trump did in the Oval Office what we absolutely knew that Bill Clinton did, I would be calling for the removal of Donald Trump.
Exactly.
I would be calling for his removal. I promise you, if we found out that Donald Trump did the things that Bill Clinton did in the Oval Office, I would be calling for his removal.
Yeah. And it gets frustrating when it's not a Republican statement or a list of things that he has done. It's from the Bureau of Labor Statistics about the economy, about black unemployment, Latino unemployment. They give him no credit for any of that. They try to find out some reason why that's not true.
Yeah, I know. I know, Dave.
Well,
I know.
Hey, my friend, you have a good weekend.
Well, hey, it may be snowing in Mount Vernon, but I just looked out. It's 70 degrees and sunny here.
Okay, my friend, take care.
All right, you as well. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Boy, Brigham Young is in a mess. I reported this to you yesterday, but I had no idea that it was such the mess that it is. If you were listening yesterday or you follow the news, you know 2 weeks ago, Brigham Young University, which of course is owned and operated by the Mormon Church, changed their code of honor. And they removed the prohibition against homosexual relationships or same-sex affection being displayed on campus. And it was very public. Well, because of that, evidently there is a boatload of homosexual, lesbian, bisexual students at BYU, Brigham Young, that have been hiding in the closet. When the announcement was made that the honor code had been changed, the impression was given, it's okay now. From now on, it is okay. And because of that, students began kissing, hugging, boys kissing boys, girls kissing girls, famous statues around campus. They were getting their pictures taken, kissing each other and putting it on social media, putting it on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, yesterday, Brigham Young said, oops, we didn't mean that. We haven't changed our policy at all. Same-sex affection is still forbidden on campus. Homosexual activity is still prohibited on campus. Well, the students are going crazy because they feel that, I have no idea whether this is true or not, they feel that this was all a ploy by the Mormon Church to get them to come out of the closet and then close the door on them once they had outed themselves. One student says, I feel so incredibly stupid to have believed BYU cared about me or anyone else. And I've got this 7-page article out of the Salt Lake Tribune, of students who now could face open discipline because they publicly outed themselves, and boy, it is a mess. Yesterday, I reported to you that 100 or so students demonstrated. Well, the Salt Lake Tribune said it was thousands that were involved in the protest and the demonstration on the campus of Brigham Young University. And of course, all of the protest was about love. They were shouting, "Love, not hate, will make BYU great." And again, you folks know this is not an issue of love. It's not an issue of who God loves. That was never the issue. Of course God loves homosexuals, lesbians. He loves all sinners. So anyway, BYU is in the middle of a public relations disaster. And they have well over 1,000 students who spent 3 hours yesterday protesting on the campus. Oops. That's going to be interesting to follow. All right, final break of the hour, and we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. About to wrap things up, but get at least one more phone call in. We've got Charles in Columbus. Charles, welcome.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good. I got 2 words of encouragement for the listeners. First, I want to encourage folks to pray that the Lord will intervene in this coronavirus and stop it in its tracks. If you're doing that already, I encourage you to keep on. Second thing is I want to encourage folks in your audience, don't vote for Trump in November. This guy's incompetency is really putting the country at risk. Here's a guy who's telling folks who are sick, go on to work. You know, everything will be all right. Don't be concerned with the coronavirus. We have it under control. And in a couple of weeks, we'll have a virus, we'll have a vaccine out to knock it out. And then he says that the whole thing is a hoax initiated by the Democrats to get him out of office. Here's a guy who's totally incompetent to lead the country. We see that.
Now, Charles. Charles,
can I finish?
No, we got to have a conversation. You know that. Don't play the games. When and where did Donald Trump say the coronavirus was a conspiracy by the Democrats?
What world are you living in? What world are you living in? He just said that. Okay, Bob, he said it last. He said it last week, Bob.
When and where?
I don't know, in the White House. I can't remember. But you know what, Bob, I'll tell you this.
I don't remember. I don't know where it was. And yet you call this program and make an outrageous statement like that with no proof, no evidence whatsoever. None. Zero. I'd love to talk with you, Charles. I really do. I'd love to have a conversation. But when you make wild, crazy, outrageous claims and have no proof, no, I just can't let you ramble on like that. I can't. But I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I really do. Oh, my goodness. By the way, the president was at the CDC today and had a lengthy press conference, taking a lot of questions from the press. And no, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not. I think the president has probably made a couple of unwise statements, like, you know, go to work. I think that was very unwise. But that is one tiny little comment out of many, 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 many comments that the president and his task force, Vice President Pence, the Surgeon General, have made, and they have been praised by the medical community. Let me give you an example. The president said yesterday that he thought that by the time we understood how many, there is an enormous amount of underreporting on this coronavirus because many, 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 many people get it and they don't know it because it's very mild. For people who are young and in good health, I'm hearing this from everyone. It is very possible to get it and not even know that you have it. I got a cold. I've got the flu. And so what the president said yesterday was there is an enormous amount of underreporting going on, and there are many, many, many more people here in America who probably have it, and we don't know it because it hasn't been reported, because it hasn't been severe. And he said, once we find out and we can extrapolate how many people actually have it and come up with a mathematical statistic on the death rate, he says, I think it'll be about 1%. The news media went crazy last night over that, because the general opinion has been anywhere from 2 to 4% on the death rate. It's been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, 2 to 4%, which, by the way, is considerably higher than the seasonal flu. All right? The New Jersey Journal of Medicine, one of their experts, released a report today that said almost exactly what the president said last night, that when all is said and done and we learn all of the facts, it probably will be somewhere around a 1% death rate, which, hey, that's serious. But here's my point. The liberal left hates Trump so much that they hang on every word. And instead of giving the guy the benefit of the doubt and hoping he succeeds for the benefit of America, he could say 1,000 things that were right. If he said one thing that was wrong, that's what they will focus on. That's incredibly hypocritical. By the way, it's terribly unfair as well. But yes, we need to be praying that God would just stop it in his tracks. By the way, I read a report first thing this morning that in Wuhan, where all of this started, they believe that within 2 weeks, there will be no new cases. That's really good news, if it's true, that within 2 weeks, there will be no new cases at the epicenter. In other words, it's fortunately kind of burned out. A lot of people died in Wuhan province, but at least that's some good news. All right, I'm off to a wonderful banquet for Relationships Under Construction. Hope to see many of you there. Have a great evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.